Warm welcome to our Sonntag podcast, Tier Cheat. And I'm Susanna.
And I'm Ute.
And today we have a very special guest. We have Ria from Antwerpen with us. And Ria, you are Lieutenant Governor of the District 27 at the moment. You are going to be the next governor. You are governor-elect. And so we are going to work together in the next biennium. We are looking forward to it. And as a profession, you are a Master of Law and you work on labor and social security law. You had your own company, as far as I know, and then you were a partner at BDO, wrote a lot of books, and you are an enthusiastic Sonntian. So we are very happy to have you here, Ria.
Well, thank you. Hello, Ute. Hello, Susanna. I'm very happy to be here as well. It's very kind of you to invite me. And yes, I had a professional life that was quite intense, especially doing the negotiations with the trade unions was pity. No, that's not the right word. It was very intense. Let's say it like that. We, of course, had also other activities, as you said. I did write quite some books. I gave a lot of trainings and so on. For the moment, it's a little bit less. I almost entirely retired. Mm-hmm. Making sure that I have a lot of time for Santa at this stage.
So we are happy. We are glad to have you. And yeah, you have a long Santa career. As far as I knew, you started Santa in 1986.
That's right.
And you were club president of Santa Antwerpen, and you also organized the district conference. When was that? Let me have a look.
2013.
Yes. And now you have time to be our next governor. So yes. What do you like about Santa?
What do I like? I think that I'm a privileged person. I got the opportunity to study. I had a nice family, my parents, my sister. And that gave me the opportunity to really use my full capacity. But then you notice that not every person, and certainly not every woman, has the opportunity to use their full capacity. And I felt responsible for sharing my opportunities with others, and trying to give those opportunities also to other women. That's mainly the most important argument for being a Sonntian. Of course, when you grow into the organization, your ideas change as well and go broader and broader. But the most important aspect was really the responsibility for others who didn't get the same opportunities as I got.
Okay, and if we have a closer look into Santa, then it might be interesting to have a look at the strategic plan, which mm-hmm. is like the whole Santa, where do we want to go? And you defined four key areas where Santa is active, like education, equality, climate justice, gender-based violence to end, and to bring women in decision-making positions. Maybe you tell us a bit about these four key areas. How did Santa find these four key areas or define these?
It was the result of surveys that were organized. Now, for the moment, we have those focus items, but let's say that each district will have the opportunity to fill it in towards their own needs. Meaning that, for instance, climate justice will have another content when we are talking in Europe or if we are talking in Asia. Gender-based violence, will also be different in the Western world towards, for example, South America. So therefore, we were asked by Zonta International to point out what would be our topics for the next biennium. And in our last district board meeting in Osnabrück, we had a brainstorming with the full district board in which we tried to make a frame for the long term, as I said, following the needs of each district. We also thought that it should be KISS, meaning keep it simple and short. And for District 27, our focus would be on advocacy and membership. Advocacy as the unique selling point. When I talk to a lot of Sanchins, I hear that Zonta says no to violence against women still is a very important aspect of advocacy within Zonta. And the way we fill that in is different for each area in our district. But the most important thing is that there will be content, that there will be explained why it still is so important, and that it will be known to the public. We try, for instance, in a lot of clubs, they try to do that in cooperation with other allies. And I think that's quite important as well, because then you strengthen your forces.
Yes, and this also is interesting because you have these four goals for Zonta, and the fourth goal, as far as I know, is engagement of audiences and allies. And yes, we can be so much stronger if we go together with other organizations who support us and to go into the same direction.
You're quite right, and it can be allies, let's say other non-profit organizations, but also more structural alliances that can be made. So, but these are things that have to be developed in the coming years. It's not something that you can build up in 1 or 2 years. I think it's a long process, but as long as people are convinced that is the right way to go, we should work on that.
But I think this networking, we just did another podcast with somebody from the police, and he told us what he is doing to prevent or to support women. And I thought this is really interesting to build up such a network and to have a lot of allies to get on with these topics. And Ute, she mentioned in the other podcast with this guy that our topics were more visible within the last 2 years. So we really made some progress in it.
Absolutely. For instance, I can give you an example. I think it was 2019. We had in Antwerp a meeting, an event on violence against women. We had the Secretary of State. We had also someone of the police and so on. And it was clear that they were organized a single point of contact for women who were victim of sexual abuse. Now, at the beginning in 2019, we had two of those centers, always in cooperation with an hospital, but the single point of contact is someone of the police, is medical help, is psychological help, so that the women only have to do their story. They have to tell it once, and then all the stakeholders are informed and can help her. Zonta was one of the not really the founders, but one of the defendants of such centers. There were two in 2019. At this stage, there are seven all over Flanders. And I think it's quite important that we know, as Zonta, that we did our part in this. And it's also an ongoing story, because at first it was a center that was organized, but now the centers, they need other help, and they are asking us for the other help. So there is an evolution, and Zonta will be a part of that evolution.
And maybe we can come to another topic. You told us about Osnabrück, where you were last time, with the district board, and the district conference in 25 is also in Osnabrück, and I think Michael Lutic, she is in charge of organizing this, and we are in contact with Sonntagsclub Westfälischer Friede in Osnabrück, and yeah, they have a very special and very good what is it, motto, or a very good what can we say, a very good topic or theme for their district conference. Maybe you tell us a bit about it and spoiler a bit.
No, not really. The motto will be peace, because Westfälischer Friede, but also looking at the world at this stage, I think that peace is a very intriguing topic. We have Ukraine in our district, a sad example of peace that is not yet realized for the moment. And I think that the main target will be to have workshops, to have discussions on peace. And how do we get to peace? What can us help? What can we do as a Zontje to give a little help for that peace? We are still very hard working on it. We are in negotiation with a keynote speaker and so on. So we expect a lot of the district conference, and bit by bit we can release further news on it. But for the moment, we are just building the stones a little bit.
So we send a lot of good energy to Osnabrück, so that they can manage, and that they, that Maike Lutic will be successful in organizing all this and has fun doing this.
Yes, it is fun doing it. It's a lot of work, but it's also fun. It's also very good for the friendship within the club. Because Maike and Sanja Pelletier, who is the co-chair, they cannot do it by their own. They have, for instance, they have a core team, but they will need everybody in the club, because there are a lot of things that you have to take care of. Now, until now, what I heard, they have very good ideas in making it very interactive, so that everybody feels really connected to the Zonta spirit.
They just had a workshop to plan all these things, and yes, I think they are very motivated. Yes, but very motivated. You gave a key word which I would like to stress. You said friendship. It strengthens friendship in the club of Osnabrück to organize such a big thing, and this is something which is important to you, as you said, that there's really friendship in clubs and solidarity and taking care of each other. And we would like to stress this a bit, because when we had Regine Kleiss in our podcast, then she was really motivating and she had a lot of ideas, and we were really caught by her enthusiasm. But I think there is another aspect to it. You can always motivate people, but there are different stages in life. And sometimes you don't have a lot of energy because your kids are small, or you have to take care of your parents or whatsoever. And I think you have a special attitude to this, which we would like to discuss with you.
Yes. Well, of course, we need motivated Zonchins, without any question. But on the other hand, there are stages in your life that things are not that easy, that you have really to focus on other aspects as Santa. I'll give you two examples of my own life. I started at Santa when I was quite young, and I had young children. I'm a member for 38 years, so you can imagine my children were really young. They asked me to be part of the club board, and the only thing that was feasible for me was being the secretary, mm-hmm. because when I had to attend the meetings, of course, you always need to attend as much as possible the meetings. But then when I had to make the minutes, I could do that at home in the evening when the children were sleeping. So that was a way to adapt to my own situation and be a part of the club and take an active role in the club. Later on, I had my own company, so I was more flexible. So I could be president of my club. I could be area director. That was no problem. But then I became a partner at BDO. That was quite a difference, because there you have to be at the disposal of the company all the time, and you don't have that much flexibility. So for 5 years, I stepped back. Mm-hmm. And now my partnership has ended, and now I have more time for Zonta, and I can take up other responsibilities. And I think that's quite important, that you respect and understand yes. the situation mm-hmm. of each member. And of course, we will try to motivate them, no doubt about it. But on the other hand, we also have to understand that it isn't always possible to do all you want to.
Yeah, but I find it an important point, because people who are not as active as others in the moment, they are not, they should not feel bad about it. And I think if you are Zonchin once, then you're Zonchin ever, but with different level of energy maybe over yes. your life. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So that's something also in your club board, for instance, you have to seek for the balance mm-hmm. and make sure that the people who really don't have time at that stage respect that. And on the other hand, people of which you know now they can do it, motivate them extra.
Yeah, but that's really, really important, Ria. And I think that's an important message to all those who don't have much time at the moment. They are welcome in Zonta, and some other time they mm-hmm. will take a more active part, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And by making them a member already, you can motivate them. And at this moment, they have more time. Let's hope that they will take the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. But friendship and solidarity and taking care of each other, this really makes a difference. Not to be a strong network and be something else than just another club or something.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we are looking forward, Ria, to have you as our governor. And we are really, I'm going to be the next president. So I'm the yes. same biennium. And in my small position here, I'm really trying to support you as good as I can.
I'm looking forward to it as well. It will be a challenge because as Santa, we are at the beginning of a lot of new things, which mm. is necessary because we have more than 100 years of history, and you have to adapt to the society. Society is changing quite a lot, so we have really to adapt, and rather quickly. I expect a lot of the convention in Brisbane, mm-hmm. where the points of the strategic plan will be more explained. There will be instruments, there will be guidelines on implementation and so on. So at that stage, that means that the next 2 years, we can be more practical in implementing the strategic plan. And I will be very glad to be a part of that. And I hope that I can rely, therefore, on the whole Zonta community of our district.
Yeah, we will try to make the change happen, Ria.
It's going to be great 2 years, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. And we are happy to see you in person, wherever. Okay, and thank you for your time in this podcast, Ria.
Thank you very much for having me. And let's hope we meet very soon in the next few months.
Yes.
Thank you. Very nice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.